Thank you, Jonathan. That is Sophie and Ian, who Sophie is the niece of Benjamin Trotter, who is a character that we first met back in 2001 in the Rotters Club, who now is a novelist who has just, unlike you, had the mild success of getting a long listing on the Booker for freaky reasons for a novel that no serious publisher wanted to publish. But what you have in Sophie and Ian's relationship is a reflection of the theme of the book, which is Middle England and how we came to be where we are. Why did you decide to go back to this set of characters all this time later?
Well, I had two competing ideas for a new book in my mind in early 2016. This would have been, I just published number 11, which was a satirical novel about austerity and about the Cameron government and what their policies had done to the country. And I was thinking about what to write next. I fancied the idea of doing another political state of the nation-ish novel, but I also was beginning to get the sense at that particular moment that the United Kingdom was building up towards a significant moment, some sort of moment of rupture, some sort of moment, some sort of point of no return. I didn't really realise at that point that it was going to be the referendum campaign that marked that, but I felt that things had become socially so strained in the last 5 or 6 years that we were reaching a kind of social breaking point, if you like. So I had a vague idea for a State of the Nation novel, but at the same time, I'd become curious again, to my surprise, about the Rotters Club characters, who were also the Closed Circle characters from the first sequel to the book, published in 2004. Normally, when I finish a book and put the final full stop, then the characters leave my imagination completely, and I never even consider going back to them. But because Benjamin was such an autobiographical character, and the Rotters Club was such an autobiographical book, he and his friends and his family had never quite gone away in that same way. And I was starting to feel, as I entered my late 50s, a curiosity about how they were coping with that particular age as well. You know, it suddenly became clear to me that these two ideas needn't be in competition, that in fact the State of the Nation book that I wanted to write could also be Rotters Club Volume 3.
Segment 1. Thank you, Jonathan. That is Sophie and Ian, who Sophie is the niece of Benjamin Trotter, who is a character that we first met back in 2001 in the Rotters Club, who now is a novelist who has just, unlike you, had the mild success of getting a long listing on the Booker for freaky reasons for a novel that no serious publisher wanted to publish. But what you have in Sophie and Ian's relationship is a reflection of the theme of the book, which is Middle England and how we came to be where we are. Why did you decide to go back to this set of characters all this time later?
Segment 2.
Well, I had two competing ideas for a new book in my mind in early 2016. This would have been, I just published number 11, which was a satirical novel about austerity and about the Cameron government and what their policies had done to the country. And I was thinking about what to write next. I fancied the idea of doing another political state of the nation-ish novel, but I also was beginning to get the sense at that particular moment that the United Kingdom was building up towards a significant moment, some sort of moment of rupture, some sort of moment, some sort of point of no return.
Segment 3.
I didn't really realise at that point that it was going to be the referendum campaign that marked that, but I felt that things had become socially so strained in the last 5 or 6 years that we were reaching a kind of social breaking point, if you like. So I had a vague idea for a State of the Nation novel, but at the same time, I'd become curious again, to my surprise, about the Rotters Club characters, who were also the Close Circle characters from the first sequel to the book, published in 2004.
Segment 4.
Normally, when I finish a book and put the final full stop, then the characters leave my imagination completely, and I never even consider going back to them. But because Benjamin was such an autobiographical character, and The Rotters Club was such an autobiographical book, he and his friends and his family had never quite gone away in that same way. And I was starting to feel, as I entered my late 50s, a curiosity about how they were coping with that particular age as well. You know, it suddenly became clear to me that these two ideas needn't be in competition, that in fact the State of the Nation book that I wanted to write could also be Rotters Club Volume 3.